Today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Kufnun. And we're holding two-thirds of the way down of Kuf Mem Tesam Abayz by Amalei Abaya. So the Gemara just got finished on Kuf Mem Tesam Abayz, quoting the Mishnah of Shir Karka Kolshu Matnose Kayemes. When a person, a Shchimera, we're continuing on the Sugyo, gives away, but he withholds a little bit, what the halachas was. And the Gemara previously ended off with a kasha from Rabbi Yosef on Rabbi Zeira, going into detail on the words of karka and kolshu, that what would be my metaltalin, and how much is kolshu if you need kedei parnasasei. So Amalei Abaye, Abaye is continuing on that theme, and he's saying, kol heichad toni karka dafka. Are you going to start nitpicking and saying that anytime it says karka, it's going to be dafka? But now we learned in the Mishnah in later on in Gittin. A person who has an Eved and other assets, and he writes in a shtar that he's giving over all his assets to his Eved, the Eved goes free. Why? Because the Eved is one of his Nechasim. Shayer karka kolshu, lo yotze ben klerin. If the Odoim withholds a little bit of karka, then the halacha would be that the Eved would not go free, and the logic would follow because he has to, because really he doesn't want to give him everything. He doesn't want to let him free. He doesn't know how to tell him that he doesn't want to let him free. So Mela, that little bit that he's withholding on this present, he's not giving the Eved everything. What he means to say is that he's not giving him himself. And then what would follow is called Mashakana Evakana Rabbi, and the Eved, even if he would acquire everything, the Baal would then in turn just re-own it again through the Eved. Shimon argues on the Tanakam, and he says, Avdi, everything is given to my Eved Pliny, except for a certain amount. And he's saying that, again, Rav Shimon is just arguing and saying that he's doing it out of the respect of the Eved, says the Rashbam, that he's writing it in a respectful way, but of course the Eved is vayter, not kind of anything. Obviously the Rashbam L'chir doesn't mean he's not kind of everything, but rather it means that he never meant to give up the Eved, so therefore even if the Eved would be kind of anything, it would just revert right back to the Rabbi. For Amar Rav Dimi bar Yosef, Amar Rav Elazar. So Rav Dimi bar Yosef is continuing in the name of Rav Elazar on this Gemara that says, HaKosef Kona Chosav La'av, the Yotzev and Chir. And if he's Mishayer or Karka, then he doesn't go for her. Also, metautal and shir it's 11. Now, let's say he says, instead of saying, I'm withholding a piece of land, he says, I'm withholding certain metautal. So, the halacha is the same exact as if he withheld land. Therefore, you see that the word karka is not dafka. When it says that you're Mashiach karka for Eved, then he's no loyot zlecher, and it means even metaltlin. So how can you say in our Mishnah that shir karka kol shumat nosakayamas is dafka karka and start nitpicking on that lashon? We see from Rabbi Yosef in the name of Rabbi Elazar that it doesn't mean dafka karka; it means even metaltlin. Veloyosu metaltlin. Now we're adding on an unrelated halacha, but once we're talking about shir and whether or not metaltlin is included in withholdings, then we're just stating this halacha. Veloyosu metaltlin shir it's a ksuba. Now, halacha is as follows. A person who has a ksuba, all married men start off with a ksuba to their wives, and he went and wrote over all his nechasim b'chayav to his children. And the wife was sitting there, and she's like, okay with it, she keeps quiet. Is she moichel the ksuba or not? So if he gives over everything that he owns, and he doesn't leave over anything for his wife, the halacha would be that she's moichel the ksuba because she kaida. If he writes over everything and she's quiet, then she's not meichel, because no normal lady gives up all her rights. But if he's mishayer a little bit that she could get from, of karka, that then she can go and use for her sustenance after he passes away or divorces her, then the halacha would be, and then she's quiet, the halacha would be that she's saying, so to speak, that she's being soymich on the little bit that he left over. The male that giving of his nechasim to his children would work, and the matana would be kayin. But let's say he leaves over betaltal, and he doesn't leave over karka. The halacha is that that's not called leaving over anything, and even if she's quiet, that's not called a mechila of the ksuba, and the matana is not mekayin. So by Eved, if you write over all your nechassim to Eved and you leave over some metaltlin for yourself, the halacha would be that that Eved is really what you meant when you left over metaltlin, because people call avad metaltlin because they move. And by a isha, where you write over like all your nechassim to your kids and she's going to be left with nothing, but you leave over a little bit of metaltlin, that's not good enough for the woman. Rather, you have to leave over a little bit of karka in order for it to work. So the Gemara says, so you see from here, from this Rav Dimi bar Yosef Rav Blaza that's talking in the Mishnah that only mentions the word karka, that karka could even mean metaltlin. Zok the Gemara, no, that's not a good raya. Hasab dinu loy lisni karka. Really, it shouldn't have said karka over there. So why does it say a kozik benachasav v'shaya karka kol shu? But I reisha, the reisha of that Mishnah says, Rabbi Kiva Oimer, karka kol shu chayavas v'pei v'kurim v'lichtev v'layim prusbol. V'liknes ma'am benachasav shein l'machrayis b'kaz v'shaya b'chazaka. One big halacha. The halacha of Rabbi Kiva basically is that a small amount of karka has all the dine karka on it, which is they have a chiv peya, we know what it is, bikurim, the first fruit, lichtman leh prusbol, we know by shmita when it comes to a chayiv, you have to write a prusbol if you don't want shmita to be misham at the chayiv, v'liknois imam nechasim shein l'machayas, the kinyan agav, that you can go and transfer metaltalin that are not present if the person is acquiring real estate that is present. So mela, that how much karka has to be present in order to latch onto it, the metaltalin being kind of a kinnag of kosher. And that's what Kiva's din when he's talking about karka. So therefore, when the seif in the Mishnah is talking about what yimshayer and things like that, it uses the word karka, and really it could mean even metaltalin. That's what Rav Dimi bar Yosef is saying in the name of Rabbi Loza. That doesn't mean literally karka; it could mean even metaltalin. So now we're going into the next part of the words of the Mishnah. It said, Shire karka kolshu matnosa kayamas. And you were nitpicking, Rabbi Yosef Terb Zera, on the word kolshu. What does it mean? It means a little bit, a lot. So now we're going to say, why are you getting into details like that of kolshu, of kolashu, of kolshu, less than shir? Every time it says kolshu, it doesn't have a shir that you're going to go and ask from it. But now we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yosef and Orkanis Amar. Deisa, in the name of the son of Orkanis, says, Chomesh v'cheilois goizizois. Five sheep at shira falls. The halach is reish sagez you have to bring to a hektish. And there's a shear of how much wool they have to give off in order for them to be mechuyiv in reish sagez. So that shear is that it has to be from five different sheep. Each sheep has to have manupras. A manupras of wool in order for it to be chayavs reish sagez. And the Mepharshim, the Baal Halacha, speak out that it doesn't mean manu pras from each sheep once you tally it all up, but rather every sheep has to give off that amount. It can't just be, let's say you do 5 times 1.5 equals 7.5. So then you're good to go. 7.5 manu pras, 7.5 of this shearings of wool. So if you would split it up amongst the 5 sheep that you got it from, that would be good enough to create the manu pras from every sheep. No. That's not enough. It has to be a literal manu pras from every sheep to do the reishis, I guess. But you see, that's the halacha of Reb. That's the sheet of Reb Dais ben Hurkanis. Chamar and the Chamar argue and they say Chamar Shachel is good as kol sheet. No, even if they give off any amount of wool, that's enough to be mechayev them reishis, I guess. V'amrinon, and then the Mishnah over there digressed, or the Gemara actually, and said V'kama kol sheen. How much is kol sheen? Amarav manu pras. It doesn't mean that a manu pras has to come from every sheep, but rather collectively a manu pras has to come from these sheep. But it has to be from all 5 sheep. So the Gemara is proving from here that kol shehein, which is the word that the Chum used, it has a shear to it. It doesn't just mean any amount, because Rav said v'kama kol shehein. He explained how much that kol shehein was. So why are we in our mission assuming that kol shehu is any shear, even the minimal amount? So tomorrow, Hasam didn't the loy listening kolshu. Really, you're right. It shouldn't have necessarily used the word kolshu. Va'aydi the kamer Tanakama shiuru rabba. The Tanakama said a very big shear. He said a shear of manu pras from every individual sheep. Amar yunami shiur zutra. So they chose to say a small shear. Karili kolshu, and they said mamish nothing compared to you of Dais ben Hurkanis. But it didn't mean mamish nothing. It didn't mean a tiny amount. They had a specific amount of money that they wanted to give. But they were just saying, you're giving such an exorbitant amount. No, we have mamish a tiny amount, almost nothing. And then we went on to explain what the shear was, because that was the original intention of giving an exact amount, how much the shear was. So we're basically, again, disproving the two kashas from Abaya. That Abaya asked that karka doesn't really always mean karka, why are you getting so nitty gritty? Kolshu doesn't really mean kolshu, why are you getting so nitty gritty? No, karka could always mean karka. Over there we have a specific reason why we chose the word karka, because of the ratio of the Mishnah. And kolshu could really mean kolshu, because we're just trying to bring out the differences between the Chachamim and Vdois ben Hyrcanus. Now we're going back to Hilchos Shchemira, or like we learned in the previous Gemaras, that kol tis v'baris b'shchemira, that the halacha, same halachas would apply when a bari does these things, but he has to make a kinyan in order to make a chal, versus the shchemira could just say, the shchemira could just do with amira and give it over. Zokimar pshita. It is obvious. Omar metaltal liupania. Someone says, I'm giving over my metaltal into pliny. Kol mani tashmishtekani. Anything that you use, any kalim, that a regular kalim that you use, are kaina, labar, mechit visari. Not chitim and sarim, barley and wheat. Why? So the Rashbam says one pshat, but the other Achoinim say that, other Achoinim also explain that it's not called metaltli, even chita and tzari are called tvua, they're not called metaltli, they didn't mean to be included. Or you could say that that's not what it included. Metaltli is a very specific amount, he didn't seem to be spread the net so wide. The Gemara goes further to say, kol metaltli, let's say you're being a little more elaborate and saying, all my metaltlin, leplanya, afilu chita v'sari. Even wheat and barley you're including in this hill. We know there are two stones in the Rechayim. Even the upper stone, which is mamash moved around and regularly serviced, so that's something that's considered a regular metaltlin. The Mela, that's included in kol metaltlin. Even though Rechayim atachtoina, the stone on the bottom is movable, and you could move it, but it's not a regularly moved item, so mela is not included in kol metaltli. Kol de metaltol, let's say you said that you want to give any movable object to your body, so afilu rechayim etachtoino, then any, even the rechayim etachtoino, which is literally movable, but it's not regularly moved, that is also koni, it's koinatim, ibailu. Now we're asking the kasha as follows. You said this, metaltli, karkoi, where exactly does an Eved fall into all this? We know Eved hokshula karkois, so when it comes to kinyanim, you could use that. But is an Eved a metaltlo when you're talking, or a karka? Avdo kimekarkoi oi kimetaltlo domi. Is an Eved like karka or kimetaltlin in these inyanim, that what do people call him? Because my is not mechubi la karka. Omele Rabacha Bereid Rav Aviola Rav Ashi. Rabacha, the son of Rav Avi, said to Rav Ashi, Toshmalas, to bring a raya amichar, as a year mocha, batam sikhim maris, rachatzois, beza batam, beza shloch. Person who sells an entire city. So what's he including in the sale? He's including the houses, the rivers, the canals, the bathhouses, beza abadim, beza shloch, and different types of fields. Avaloy is a metaltlin, but he's not including the movable objects, meaning he's including anything that's considered karkois, but he's not including anything that's considered part of metaltlin. Ubizman sha'amar hi b'chol mashem b'soicha. But when he says that he's giving over the city and everything inside it, afilu hi hayuba behema oyavadim, even if it had animals or servants, arei kula mechur, everything is included in the sale, because he said hi b'chol mashem b'soicha. Iam shama ki metaltlin adami. So if you're going to say it's metaltlin, shomachi loim mizdavim reisha. So therefore, when the mission started off this halacha, it said that it's not included in the sale, anything but these karkois, meaning avadim and behemoths were not included because they're like metaltlin. So that would seem to lean on the tzad that says avda kemetaltla eliyam kemekarka adami. But if you're going to say that avadim are considered karka, amaylam is dabin, why weren't avadim included in the original sale when you sold this city? They're like regular karkois. The elamai, the Gemara is going to flip and it's going to say, so what are you going to tell me? Kemetaltla adami, that it's like metaltlin, maya filu. So then what's the chiddush when it says he b'chol Hashem b'soicha, the metaltlin, even behemoths and avadim? If they're like metaltlin, so he b'chol Hashem b'soicha is including metaltlin, obviously avadim are included in that sale. Why do you have to say metaltlin and even behemoths and avadim? Doesn't the word afilu doesn't fit in? So what are you going to answer to that question? That what's the word afilu? It seems a little superfluous. Shani metaltlin denied metaltlin denied. That you're going to say that no, The reason why we're saying afilu is because I might have thought that you're right. Eved is metaltlin. And when you say he mechon masha b'soicha, really, you're automatically including avadim. But I would have thought that maybe avadim are different because they're movable on their own, meaning they walk around and you can't really control them as much. So they would have a different status of metaltlin. So that's why the Mishnah has to go and elaborate and speak out specifically avadim and behemoth and move on their own to say that even though they're metaltlin, but they're also included in the sale because they're movable metaltlin. They're not movable, they move on their own. So use that exact teretz to say why they weren't included in the original sale of just karkois. So I feel them mekarka dami shani mekarka denayed min mekarka loy nayed. To say the reason why they weren't included in the sale is because they're karkois, but they're karka that move. Memelo karka that move have a different status and they have a different din. So we don't have a raya on what the status of avodah are in the eyes of people. I'll bring you a different raya. We had this Mishnah, we had this right previously on Kufman Tassim, we just had it, that a person who writes all the Chasim to an Eved and he is Mishayer a little bit, then the Eved, he withholds a little bit of his assets and says, I'm giving you plainly my Eved everything, but just a tiny bit I'm holding on for myself. That tiny bit, what he meant to say is that tiny bit is you. There are those that say that the tiny bit is a tiny bit in every part of his nechasim. B'meila, he owns still a little part of the Eved, and that little part is what's Meshabed the Eved still to him. No, you have to say a different lashon, you have to say one of a ribuya, and that's what you're withholding, again, out of the respect of the Eved. Meaning, even interestingly enough, I mean, we're talking about a guy who has an Eved, and we have an Eved that you're not freeing, and still he's learning up this din that you spoke respectfully, and that's why to mechabed eved, that's why you did this whole thing. And we had this on top of the Amr Rabdim by Yosef saying in the name of Rabbi Lazar that the shear, this withholdings, could even be a metatlin. That if you said, I'm giving you everything, every piece of karka I own, every asset that gets deeded over, I'm giving it to you. I'm just keeping a little bit of movable objects that I need for my personal use. That is considered a shear, and the Eved was that movable object. So you see the Eved is metaltlin. And again, they quoted the end of that statement was that Lagabi Isha, it's not considered a shear, that if the Isha stood by while the father wrote over everything to the children and he withheld a little bit of metaltlin in order for her to sustain herself, that is not enough of a sustenance for her, and she wasn't meichel the rest of the ksuba. So Rava said that Eved is like metaltlin, and meaning when it comes to a shear, when it comes to withholding, withholding metaltlin legabeya eved is considered withholding. Withholding ksubasija makarku, ksubasija no, has a din of karkois, and memela, when you withhold, when you don't give over this metaltlin le makarka loyavashir, that's not considered withholding anything. So again, it looks like from this explanation on why when you're Meshayer Metaltlin, it works as a shear to this Eved, it looks like the Avadim have the status of Metaltlin. Only Anan Meshum Dalev Koras Kitam Asinkin Law. No. I have a different reason. Rav Ashi told Ravina why this Eved doesn't go L'Cheiris, and this is an amazing Chiddush, that it's not considered a get Krisus, right? We know that get Shechur is learned out of. Learn together with the get krisus. And just like by a woman, if you're still tied somewhat to the lady, you're not karis, you're not cut off from her, the gittin is not chal. So too by an evid, if you're still somewhat tied to him, you're not chal. But over here we're going a step further. And we're saying a chiddush, and this I was talking over my chavrusa, Meir Olshin, and he said that taka, it seems to him also a big chiddush, that in the get alone, it wasn't a krisus. That not just that you have a shaychus to this evid now, that you're being Meshayer something in the get, meaning you still need this contract. The contract so far, like in the contractual terms that we find, it survives the sale. That all the terms of the contract are finished, except for this clause survives the sale. Which clause is this? That I get to keep this metaltlin. So in other words, if that guy loses the shtar, and he went L'Cheiris and he owns everything, you wouldn't be able to prove that you still own this metaltlin. So you need that shtar in order to keep the ownership of this metaltlin. In other words, the get, the shtar shichra that you're giving him, is not karis, is not completely finalized between you because you still have shaykhs to it and he still has shaykhs to it. So that contract is not chorus and it's not good get memela. That's why when you're Mashiach Metatlin, even though Be'etzim Eved wouldn't have a status of Metatlin, and when you say to the Eved, everything I'm giving you, all my assets of Karka, I'm giving to you, that would include the Eved, because Eved is not Metatlin. So when I say I'm holding back Metatlin, that I didn't mean the Eved, because Eved is not considered Metatlin. But since now I still need this get, male, that would be not chorus, and the get wouldn't be a good shtar shechmer. Amar Rava, Amar of Nachman. Now it's like me'inyan le'inyan ba'oise inyan. Since we're talking about shechmerah, we're going to talk about different halachas. Five things. I'm reading inside. I don't need to say what we're talking about. The Gemara says what we're talking about. Amar Rava, Amar of Nachman. Chamisha ashiyichtu kol nechseim. There are five cases where a person, there's a chiluk on how much you give. If you give partial or if you give kol nechasim. And the halachas are different if you give all or nothing. All or partial. Ve'elu in shchimerah, like we said, in shayar karka kolshu, then if you get up, the Gemara is actually going to digress and explain all them. Avdai by the case of Eved, Ishtoi, a wife, bun of children, mevrachas, or a shtar mevrachas, which we haven't really come across, and the Gemara will explain what it is. Shchimerah, a shchimerah. The time, like we learned in the Mishnah, shchimerah, shkazuk, on a chazuk, achir, shchimerah, they wrote that he's giving over all his assets to someone else, shayakar, koshu, but he holds a little bit for himself. Then, if he gets better and he stands up from the chayla, matnas akamas, the matana is a good matana. Why? Because it's like he's stipulating and realizing that there might be an outcome that he might get better, and still he wants the matana to work because he kept something for himself. Avdei we learn by Eved, tanana koisev kol nechasim la'avdei yasman chorim. If you write all your nechasim to Eved, then he goes free. But if you're shayar karka kol shu lo yasman chorim, there's a chiluk. If you don't give him everything, then he doesn't go free. Ishtoi damar avyu damar shmuel koisev kol nechasim la'ishtoi lo yasa la'apetropa. We learned in the Gemara and Daf Kuflam at Alpha Mbeis, and again on Kuflam Mdalid, that a person who gives over all the chasim to his wife, he doesn't really mean to give over everything, but rather he means to make her in charge so that the children should respect her. Banav, what's the case of Banav a case of kol nechasim that we just came across? If someone writes all his nechasim lebanav, a case of leishta karka kolshu, and he writes for his wife a little bit of karka, of the ksubasa, she loses her ksuba. Mevrachas. What's mevrachas? The Amar Mar, like Mar says, mevrachas, tzrichas sheyichtav kol nechasim. Kol nechasim. You need to write over all your nechasim. So the Rashbam explains what mevrachas is. And it's a really a Gemara Ksubas Taf Ayin Tesem Bet Alef, that a woman has nechasim and she's getting married now to a man, but she wants to write her own or ensure her own prenup, that if she gets divorced or her husband passes away, she has the rights to this and it doesn't get passed on and the Baal doesn't take ownership right when they get married. So what does she do? The Eitzah was is that she wrote it over to a different individual unrelated to her. And that guy now owns all her nechasim. So now she gets married. She has no assets. Right? I don't know what the look back period was on marriage, but whatever it was, it was. And the halacha would be that if the matana is not a real matana, and she could always go and reclaim it back. And there's shailos of whether or not she has to write it. There's machloiksim. The Gemara in Ksubas talks about it, Rechon Niloy Bar Yidi, and Shmuel says whether or not you could do it. But he says, Shmuel said the famous thing that when a shtar, mevrachas, came to my hands, I used to rip it up, meaning it is a worthless shtar that you're giving it away. You don't really mean to give away your nechasim, you're just trying to save and protect your assets from your husband. So Melo, if you write over all of the nechasim, then it's good. But let's say you're Meshire a little bit, then why are you being Meshire? Because obviously you do mean to give it away. So you didn't just mean to protect your assets, you meant to give it away to this guy. Otherwise, why are you being Meshire? Because none of it's given away when you write it all over. In all these cases, even if you're only Meshayer Metaltlin, that's enough of a shear to make it that you didn't write Kol Nechasim, and that would break it up. Except for Ksuba Damar Karkoi, Tekinu Rabban, Metaltlin, Tekinu Rabban, because the Rabban were not Masakin it when it came to Karkoi, on Metaltlin, they only were Masakin it when it came to Karkoi. A Memer said a different caveat that no, there are some Metaltlin that would be included in the shear in the withholdings of ksuba, and that is if they're actually stipulated in the ksuba, right? Or and they have to be be'en, they have to be around. Omar nechsel leplanya. Now we're going back to we said the Gemara on Kufnun Amar Al said Omar metaltal upanya, if I'm giving over your metaltalin, and what was included in that metaltalin. Now, the Gemara is saying, what's included in nechosim? Asif. If you say nechosim lepanya, avda ikri nechosim. Avda is included in nechosim. Why did the man, like you see, because it's called nechosim la'avda yazman charim. Because you see, when you're giving over all your nechosim to your eved, you're including your eved in there. So eved is called nechosim. Ara, land, ikri nechosim is called nechosim. The tnan, like we learned, nechosim sheisha machrayas, nikrim bekesef shtar b'chazaka. It's included in, by agav, it's nechosim. We're calling land nechosim. Glima, metaltlin, which is clothing literally, ikri nechosim is called nechsi. The tnan, she'en la machrayas, ein nikna ala b'mashicha. The mishnah called the nechosim. Zuzi money ikri nechosim is called nechosim natan she'en lemachrayes nikim nechosim sheyesh lemachrayes is included in the same nechosim sheyesh lemachrayes because of tarb chazaka. And how do you know that it really works that money was included in kenyan agav? That just says nechosim she'en lemachrayes nikim nechosim sheyesh lemachrayes. How do you know that money was one of those things? Ki hadar papa ring arayah from a story of a papa. Havli trace alpha zuzi. He had 13,000 zuz. By Bechuzai, and he wanted to go and get it back. So what did he do? Akninu nele l'Rav Shmuel Baracha. He was maknid. He was marsha this choiv that Shmuel Baracha can go and mon this choiv. Agav aseved the beisay through kinyan agav on the end of his house. Ki also, and when he was goyve the choiv, meaning the kinyan worked. So you see that this was included in the chosim she'elam achrayes. Nafik la'ape atavach. He went to tavach, which is either a place. The Rashbam says halfway towards him to greet him. He was really happy that he got back this money. And you see the Nechosim was called Nechosim She'en L'machrayas. So when you say Nachsi L'plani, it's concluded in the sale of Nachsi L'plani. Ad Kan, we'll stop here for the Gemara. I just want to say a couple of Ha'aras that I found in these Gemaras. First of all, there's a Shaila in the Shaila Sechuvas Lechem Rav, who is the Baal Lechem HaMishnah, and it's in Simon Kuf Aleph, that they asked him, let's say someone goes and gives a matana to someone, he's getting old, and he wants to pass on his profession. And he has a retail store, and he says that he's giving over his retail store and everything in it to this individual. Is the matana a good matana? So it's back and forth of whether or not the mechira in such a case will be chal. Pashtas, like according to the Rambam, and many of the Rishonim, that a person who buys something that's not a davar mesuyim, if the buyer doesn't know how much he's buying or what's included in the sale, it would not be a good sale. Like the Rambam says, Hilchos Mechira, Chaf Aleph Aleph, that it wouldn't be a good sale. And the svara to this is, and Kveger talks about it, that a person buys something, he's not saying Mechdas. He's not saying Mechdas unless you know what you're buying, where you're buying, and how much you're buying. So Mela, that wouldn't be necessarily a good mechira if you're selling the whole store and everything included in it. This guy has no clue how much inventory you have and what it's made up of. Then the sale, l'chayr, wouldn't be chal. So, interestingly enough, that Reb Kiveger has a shayla that's nagei halacha l'maisa. He said it's in Reb Kiveger, shayla shuvos Reb Kiveger, tinyana siman zayin. Let's say a guy sells his chametz to a guy. Right, every year you sell your chametz to a guy, and the rav, some rabbanim get nitty gritty and make you a little nuts to write where it is and how much you think it is and estimate it. And you're looking at the rav and you're like, what's the big deal? Let the guy, if the guy's so craving his alcohol, let him come into my house, open my cabinet. We'll see, I don't know exactly how much Livet 18, 3/4 of a bottle is worth. Let him go and figure it out on his own. What do I have to tell him exactly how many bottles and how full they are and how much bread I have and how much cereals, chametz, and what's called kidneys? I'm just writing everything in my cupboard. I figured it's around. It's between $1,000 and $10,000. You'll figure it out. So the shoyl asked Reb Kiveger, and he was Meira, that L'chayr, a guy who's buying something, and he doesn't know the quantity of what he's buying or how much it is, L'chayr, the Mechir is not chal, because it's not saying Mechdas. So it shouldn't be a good Mechir. Reb Kiveger, thankfully, to our benefit, wrote over that no, that Avada, the sale is chal, and really, the sale would be chal. And he ends off that l'chayr it's tzarachin, but when a person gives something b'matana, l'chayr is not such a great tzushtel to us, because when it comes to matana, everyone's saying mechdas. No problem. I don't need to know exactly the quantity of how much is involved. So mela, our case wouldn't be an exact tzushtel to this halacha, but our kapanim, that's what he comes out with. Next interesting kiveger that I saw is again Chuvos Reb Kiveger in Kama and Simen Kuf Chav Tes. He says and he brings it down from his shvager of your. The question was in the Gemara was handling back and forth what's called karka, what's called metatlan, what's called nechasim, what's included of a sale of a city if the metatlan is not included. He asks, what does the status of the house have? So we know that when it comes to many business things, transactions and insurance purposes, for sure, there's the land value and the building value. But is the house, does it have the status of metaltli? Because we know the halacha is that when something starts off metaltlin and your mechaber lakarka doesn't necessarily get the status of makarka. So every house was at some point metaltlin, even though you're right, pashtas came from trees which came from the ground, but it did have a din metaltlin that on all halacha stands that it was mechaber tumah and all those things, if it was mechaber tumah. So what is the status of the house? And the kibbeh goes back and forth. Rabbi Yaakov Melissa says that he holds that Abad and Batim do have a din karka, and he brings a raya from Ar Sugya on Kofnom, where it says Nichse Leploini, it says karka is krui nechasim. Why? Because it says nechasim sheyesh machayas mikmum nechasim sheyem lekaras because of shtar b'chazaka. And we know that our karka, our houses, are nikna because of shtar b'chazaka. And since that's the case, right, not just that you don't have to make a separate meshicha or agbah on a house, it's nikn b'kesef shtar b'chazaka, so it's pasha to him that batim are called karka for all practical purposes. On a lighter note, I just want to say over Chassam Sofer, Darkenu from Reb Sruli, that we try to say over Chassam Sofer whenever we could figure out how to squeeze them in some obscure way. It says in the pasuk, Ish kemat nasiyali kavirkas Hashem alekech nasan lach, last pasuk where A, that a person gives kemat nasiyali kavirkas Hashem alekech nasan lach. So we know the famous Gemara in Brachas. Gemara says, Shemaim Shemaim Hashem ba'aretz nasan l'bnei Adam. Gemara asks stiras from it, and it says that when you make a bracha, then the Rabbeinu Shalom is giving to you this land, and you're not a ganav. Meaning a person who drinks a coffee, eats a Danish, if he makes a bracha, the Rabbeinu Shalom is giving to him tuf tam, enjoy. But if before you make a bracha on something, it belongs to the Rabbeinu Shalom. So, Zakta Samsev as follows. The bracha is koina. It comes out that the bracha is koina something from the Rabbeinu Shalom. And that's what it says, ish kematnas yadai. That it's the matnas yad of a person. Meaning once a person uses something properly, then it actually becomes his and it's considered his matnas yad. Kibirkas Hashem alekecha Hashem nasalach, because originally it came from Hashem and that was the bracha from Hashem that Hashem gave to people. The Mishnah in Ovis says, Tein loy mishaloi, because everything belongs to the Rabbeinu Shloilam, and we're really the Avdei Hashem. Mashakana Avakana Rabbi, Sha'ato Vishalcha Shaloi, everything belongs to Shaloi, so really we have no hand to own anything. Like David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Ki Mimcha Kol Miyotcha Nasanu, that really, in Devar Hayom it says it, that the everything that we have is really from the Rabbeinu Shloim. And even, you can't say that David HaMelech didn't use things properly, that's why he wasn't considered his, that it was still considered the Rabbeinu Shloim. Obviously, David HaMelech made his brachas, and he used everything properly. And still, he says that everything belongs to the Rabbeinu Shloim. So why does it say that everything is ishke matnas yadoi, and not belong to the Rabbeinu Shloim? Zakht Chassam Sofer beautifully. He says, V'nira li haynu d'chsiv, it says, L'Hashem ha'aretz umloya. The Rabbeinu Shloim owns this land and everything that's included in it. V'gabei ha'aretz, but when it talks to what God gave us, it says the Rabbeinu Shloim gave us ha'aretz nasan l'bnei Adam. He gave us the land. V'loi k'siv umloya, but it doesn't say he gave us the land umloya and everything inside it. Nimtza, zok tuch samsayver, the hashayir HaKadosh Baruch umloya la'atzvay. Hashem was withholding a little bit to himself. And someone who gives something to his, he gives a present to his servant. And he withholds even a little bit. And he's not kainin in the chasim. And since the Rabbeinu Shloim says, "Lashem aretz umloya," I own the aretz and the mloya. And when I'm giving it to the people, I'm only giving the aretz. Since he was Meshire a little bit, Mele, we're not going ben chayim. We're still avdei Hashem. Mashakana evikana rabbi, Mele, that belongs to Hashem. I just saw an amazing Maram Shif. I know it's a little bit soicer to what Shirley quoted earlier in the week, that Avada, we can't rely on the pasuk of Asher b'sfil she'tes Asher, that once the Timtum came down to the world, and the world is not such a perfect place, we can't exactly go and take it to the bank, but a Maram Shif, which is after that Mechaber says, Ish kemat nasi yodoi ki birkas shem lekech shem nosan loch. Zogt Rashi in the Mishnah Chagiga daf chesem beis. Ish kemat nasi yodoi mi sheyesh lo yoichen harbei. A person has a lot of food. Unuchosim harbei and a lot of property. Yavi oilois merubois ushlom merum. You know what you got to do with it? Bring a lot of karbonos and bring a lot of oilois and shlom. Zogt the Maram Shif in Soif Masech Teschulim. Ish kemat nasi yodoi kishir nasi nosi litztaka. As much as you're doing matnas yodoi, kach birkas Hashem alekecha. That's what it means, ki birkas Hashem alekecha, that the pasuk follows, that's what's going to be the blessing from Hashem, Hashem nosan loch. He says, k'moy shenemer, zok the Maram Shif, aser b'shvil shet es aser, that a person should always give meiser, and you'll be able to have many opportunities to give meiser. That a person is not a chesid shpshat, that a person, as much as you're giving the matnas yodoi, you're giving the tzedakah, that's so too, comparatively, is going to be the bracha that the Rebbe Yisrael is going to bench us with.